League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, before we get into this week's episode, we'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the devastating fires currently impacting many people in Los Angeles. LA is a place where we have both lived and have called home, and many friends and friends of friends have lost their homes and everything inside them, and our hearts are with them and everyone else affected by this.
So to lend a hand, we're going to be donating 100% of the proceeds from any merchandise that is purchased this week directly to organizations providing relief and support, as well as directly to people and families in need. So basically get a free shirt or hat for making a contribution to people who need it right now. If you've already purchased merchandise but you still want to contribute, we have included some links in the description where you can donate directly to individuals, communities, and some trusted relief efforts. Any little bit helps, so thank you in advance for standing with us and with those who need it the most right now. And with that, we'll get into today's episode.
Nevermind Podcast, cozy edition for the audio listeners only. I am, of course, in a lovely cozy blanket.
She's in a lovely cozy blanket.
Guys, if you saw my fit underneath this blanket right now,
it's fire.
You would be like,
it's like fire.
You'd be screenshotting it. You'd be like Pinteresting it. You'd be going, how did she do that?
Right.
And also, why is her ass so good sitting down? How is she sitting on that thing?
How?
And how is it not breaking the chair and the floor beneath her? And the answer is miracles.
Miracles.
When I lived in Toronto, I moved, I want to say like 8 times.
Really?
I constantly moved.
Whoa.
I think I lived in like 8 different apartments. It was really...
How many of you lived in total, not just Toronto?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like so many. I think that's why now... I'm having such a, because I was constantly, I don't know what it was. I just couldn't find the right place. People would move. Everything would kind of change. I wouldn't like a place. So now that I'm like in a place for more than a year, which hasn't happened in a very long time. I did have one place in Toronto that I lived for like 4 years.
You haven't been here for more than a year.
No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But like this, I mean like, but I've been visiting you.
Yeah. But
like this is this, I associate this apartment, not this one, but the one across the hall where we film everything, with being like it's a homey feeling.
Right.
May I say?
That's very fair. That's fair.
But the last 2 years I've lived in, let me count here. Okay. Whoa. Do I count? Because there was like Airbnbs that I would like do a month. Then I rented a place for 3 months. Then I lived in another place for 3 months.
Not if...
like what counts? Because I was doing a lot of that the last 2 years.
Yeah. But like, you know, the place that you went when you filmed Xmas, like that doesn't count.
But that was my only apartment.
I know, but you weren't like, it wasn't home. You didn't like take...
But I didn't have a home.
But you didn't take a bed there and like buy a bed. That's what I mean more so.
So I guess I was quote unquote not using the word homeless in that way, but like I didn't have, like I lived with Brett for 3 months. I lived with this female cop with a dog with cataracts for 3 months.
Nice. The dog had cataracts, not the female cop.
The dog. Gotcha. I don't think you can be a cop when you have cataracts.
That's what I was going to, I was going to say.
But, and then, like, I lived in, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then why don't, so I don't know. over. So like, then I, but then I didn't live anywhere then.
Where
so
have you like count. Sort of like signed a lease or like shook hands and been like, this is my
this one.
Place and I'm moving in. You did that in Toronto. No.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah,
I did.
How many times have you done that? Like, how many times have you had to like apply for a place or find a spot through or a friend or whatever?
I want to say
you're like taking over six someone's to place. Eight. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mine are all so like.
I hated it.
They're so like chapters, basically.
You find a place and you live it for a long time. That's what you're supposed to do.
But not, I mean, I've lived in a lot of places. New Orleans, I had one spot after like I moved out of the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
One place that I lived for 3 years. LA, I had one spot I lived in for a year. It was really bad. We had five people living in a two-bedroom apartment. Then we upgraded. We got a four-bedroom.
So you lived in a two... You, wait. Five people in a two-bedroom apartment.
Five people in a two-bedroom apartment.
So that was, were you in the three-bedroom apartment or room, or were you in the two-bedroom, two-people room?
I was in the three-person
room. Ah.
But also.
And
also,
I think you had a girlfriend at this time.
Might I say about the three people in the room, at first there was, we turned the living room into, like we put a bed in the living room.
Wow.
We were really doing the like broke, starving artist kind of thing.
Yeah.
And rent for all of us was like, I want to say it was like just over $400 a person.
Wow.
Maybe a little less because we did, we split it five ways.
So, but did you go through a breakup at this place?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and understand that from her perspective.
Yeah.
I did same thing.
Yeah.
Where I lived... Well, we lived above this, reptile store. It wasn't, it was.
I'm liking that.
Yeah. It was like truly lizards and snakes and.
Those are reptiles. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to say it wasn't like a pet store, but it was a reptile store specifically.
Yeah. Like
I think they sold weed in the back.
They sell fish also?
I think so. It was like so sketchy. I'd never wanted to go in. Definitely a front. Definitely weird.
I believe that those are called, I think if you're going to go and go to a place like that, you're going to an aquarium when it's for fish and a terrarium.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay.
When it's for lizards and snakes. So you lived above a terrarium.
It was a,
which
there
are
were
kind
a lot of plants.
Kind of stinky.
Oh,
did it smell into the apartment?
So like in this, like look up here in the light fixture, there would be like 10 little lizard skeletons from them getting stuck. And then
wait. But you lived above it.
Yeah.
You lived above the terrarium and the lizards made their way up into your lights.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. And I think there was even a story of, didn't happen when I was there, but a snake escaping. Like I think I think one of my roommates was buying weed from the people downstairs and would talk to them. And there was, And then there was like.
Not okay with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just remembered another place I lived in. Jesus. But.
Is that where the snake escaped?
The snake escaped. I lived with five snakes. That was not okay. Not legal. Don't have. But one pet snake is weird. I'm sorry. I'm going to say that. Okay. I'm going to go on record and say that. Five, what is going on? Why do you need five snakes? And they were like a meter long, each of them. These weren't like cute little guys.
Translate for my American friends. Meter long, we're talking like 3 feet.
Oh, right. I thought I was speaking American.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Okay. But anyways, so it just like, right. So I lived above that place and that was one place. And then, yeah, that, and then I remember like feeling, so the story is I was sleeping and this was also kind of like an artist home. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. What I want to say, the first place, Jesus, I've been on the run. I think that's why I'm so bad at interior design. Interior decorating is because
you haven't had enough time.
I haven't been able to do any of it.
Yeah.
But this time I am. At the ripe age of 23, I'm finally able to do it. So when
23, we're getting up there.
We're getting up there. So when, right. So I was living in this place. This was my first place. I was 17 years old. And my friend Emma and I, who you've met, shared a room. And I remember being like, oh, like, I don't need a lot of space. I'm going to do, like, I slept on a twin bed because I was like, we could have fit a bit bigger bed, but I was like, it's college. Like, I just need a little guy, even though I never lived in dorms. And then I remember having this one guy over and he tried to sleep over. And let's just say I woke up and he wasn't there because.
So sad.
Because the bed was so small.
Have you ever had a place where your bedroom just really feels like perfect? Like,
Yeah. The one that I lived in for 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
In Toronto.
Yeah. I really liked that room and I really liked that. Also cold. I remember we had to get space heaters. I had my own bathroom and it was, my landlord lived below us and he was a single middle-aged man who was really
cool.
So he, and there were three girls living above him and we would be screaming. We would be watching like Trisha Paytas videos every night. We lived right behind this Korean grocery store, very big Korean grocery store. So we'd go, I ate ramen every day of my life.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was actually such a...
And that spot was just like...
And I really like... It was very much 2016 posters and I don't know. I can just like envision it. And it was very... I don't know how to... What posters did I have? I feel like I'm like not... What, my brain's going, I had an Adventure Time poster.
No, you did for sure. That sounds right.
That feels right. I had a, I Believe in Aliens. No, I Believe fucking, you know what the one from,
oh yeah.
X-Files. X-Files. I had an X-Files poster. I had.
It just says I Believe, I think.
Yeah, I had a bunch of like Rookie Meg, if anyone knows what that is. Like collages I would make, very like feminist, like a concert ticket on my wall.
This is all making sense. This is all starting to make sense.
I had a stuffed snake. I don't know why. And that was on my bed.
They're cool. And they're fun.
That was cool and fun.
And you can kind of like cuddle with it.
Yeah. You know what? I had a lot of, I had a good little like makeup corner. I'd sit body mirror and I'd sit and I'd do my makeup. Anyways,
my rooms have all had like something in it is like great. Something about it is awesome. Or the spot that I live in is like awesome, but there's something like a little off about the bedroom. But I've never had one that was like really, this is for as far as like post living at home. But my first ever bedroom in my New Orleans place was like pretty awesome. It was a house for one, duplex. We lived on the bottom, but I had three big windows in it. So like tons of natural light always. It was massive. It was like a huge room. I would say it was the size of the front room and the living room and even the kitchen.
What's the living room?
Combined. The space in between the kitchen and the office.
Whoa.
It was big. It was like a really big room.
Okay.
Like my bed sat not in a corner, like at one of the windows. Because you know you're really not supposed to put the bed in the corner according to feng shui.
Really?
Yeah. Beds aren't supposed to go in the corner.
Mine's in the corner, but there's no other way to...
Exactly. That's the problem. Sometimes it can only go in the corner sometimes. But it's really like...
That I would like it to not be in the corner. I was thinking about that, of like where... How would I rearrange my room?
So this, plenty of space after that. Like tons on the left side, tons on the right side. To the point where like, you know, I'd like sit down on like the carpet in my room. I had like a big rug in there. I'd like sit down on the carpet and like... Zach would be like drawing. I'd be like over in the other corner doing whatever. Like it was a big, big room. I had a bookshelf in the room.
Yeah.
But the only problem with that room was that, and it wasn't a problem, but Michael and I shared a bathroom that was in between our rooms.
When you guys had food poisoning from
the tuna steaks,
from Michael making tuna steaks, how did
exactly? So
that work?
That came up sometimes. We're like, you know, someone was using the bathroom, whatever, which is classic roommate stuff. I'm not going to complain about that. But, and then LA, the three, you know, people in one bedroom situation, that was obviously not ideal. But then the next place that I moved, really great. Walk-in closet.
Whoa.
Big bedroom, big window, tons of natural light, bathroom in my room.
And the little downstairs office?
No. That was the third place.
Oh. Okay.
This one, we did have an upstairs and downstairs, which I think is really fun in an apartment.
I can't believe you lived in LA.
And then...
I can't even like imagine that.
This was the issue with this place though. Zach, because he had one of like the smaller rooms.
You and Zach lived together.
Yes, this is when Zach lived there. It was me, Zach, Dylan, Aria.
Okay.
Zach didn't have a bathroom in his... Dylan had a bathroom in his room. Aria had a bathroom in his room, but it didn't have a shower. And then there was no public restroom.
Oh,
or not public, but like a common restroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Every restroom is attached to a bedroom.
Public is public. People come in, knock on
for
the
sure,
door.
For sure, all the time.
Yeah.
So Zach used my shower. So like I had him like, you know, coming in and out sometimes to use the bathroom or whatever. Sometimes we all do it. He'd lay a stinky one and I smell it because it's in my room. That's a thing.
You're
but the room was great.
Putting him on blast here, man.
Hey, everyone did it. But the room was awesome. Then my next spot, this was like a pretty awesome room. I had my own bathroom, not attached to the room, but it was my own bathroom because this was in like a big house with 8 people, 7 bedrooms. Maybe one of the better living situations I had. My bedroom had a basement in it. So the only way to access the basement, which it wasn't massive, it was like maybe the size of this room, but it was in my bedroom. And so I had this like little staircase that you would go down.
And that was where you're making beats?
Underneath, yeah. And I set up like a TV and my Xbox was down there and it was just like man cave.
Did you bring any girls down
styling.
There?
You know, maybe every once in a while. There's this
Did you?
It was COVID, so no.
No?
It was COVID.
Not a single girl down there that you kissed?
No. COVID. It was just me and Zach cooking
Kyle
beats.
It's such a gorgeous face and body and you just put it to waste.
Here was the issue with this one though, this spot.
Okay.
The door to the room was a sliding glass door.
Wow.
It was tinted glass, but it was sliding. So I could never lock it. I could not lock the door. There wasn't even like a latch lock situation. Sliding glass door.
So to your room.
To my bedroom. So I really never felt
safe,
great in there. And it was the bottom floor, so I got no natural light. But that spot, huge living room, 2 kitchens because it was 2 floors. That was a great spot. But then I moved here.
Wow.
And my issue
and
with
now,
this...
Because you're such a New Yorker now.
Yeah.
I'm just... But, well, okay.
Issue with this spot, though, is tiny bedroom. But...
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, same with mine. I mean, I'm just exposed to it. I can't put my bed anywhere but the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could figure that out.
I'll help you if you want me to try.
Yeah, I really would, because I really want it to not be. And I think that would really change everything in that room.
Do you think, this is boring, do you think you would slide it to, from where it is right now? Because this is the wall that it's up against. Would you slide it this way just a little bit? So that it's just like a little bit off of the corner? Or would you turn it?
I would turn it.
So that it's facing the window.
That's right.
I like that.
Just so, and so that's now y'all really know kind of like the situation
and whatever. And with that, I'm going to say episode 62.
Guys, you know what's in? You know what's in right now? The little things.
Yeah.
You know what's in right now? The little things.
Yeah.
Like maybe a hot cup of cocoa.
Mm.
Maybe truffle fries with sparkling water at a restaurant on a dry January evening.
Mm.
Maybe a snowfall, 12 p.m. You look outside for just longer than a minute.
Mm.
Maybe it's your playlist ends on Spotify and you're in the shower and then the perfect next song comes on afterwards. Maybe it's the song ending as you finish your shower simultaneously. Maybe it's a laugh. Maybe it's a laugh you have with your friends. I made you and Zach laugh last night at dinner. It made me feel really good. We had a good laugh.
Do you
remember what it was? You probably don't. I do because I was the one who made the joke.
What'd you say?
About the champagne?
Mm.
I remember being like, this wasn't just a chuckle.
This is a good joke.
This one people.
And it wasn't just
you
once.
You guys were holding on to this laugh.
Well, we kept sort of hitting it every time because my friend works at a restaurant that we went to for my birthday.
So guys, it was so good. And the chocolate cake was divine. It was like thick as me.
He also, let me redact that last statement. He doesn't just work there. He doesn't work there.
He's the chef.
He's the head chef at the restaurant. He
it was slapping.
Has created the menu or a lot of the items on the menu. He is wickedly talented. And
no,
because
divine.
It was my birthday and because he's such a good guy and good friend, he was just bringing out dishes we didn't even order.
Yep.
And it was awesome.
It was amazing.
You know what about...
And the chocolate cake was like one of those like thick, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like just the most chocolatey, rich,
with salty, with
salty olive oil on top, homemade whipped cream on top.
Mm.
You guys, you know how it's like everyone was like, oh my God, I'm so full. And I was like, no, me too. I could have had 4 slices.
Why didn't you?
Honey, I'm getting ripped this year.
You said the little things.
It's getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that pussy, hey. R.I.P. that pussy, hey.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I wanted to say something really quickly before we get too far off of it. You mentioned in the little things just before. Song ending right as the shower is ending kind of thing.
Drive or driveway.
See, that's the one.
That's the one.
That
I know
one
that's
hits.
The real one, but I don't want to drive, right?
But so let me tell you that sometimes, like when I'm parking, parallel parking, and I notice that the song is getting close to the end, I'm rushing to finish parking like so that I don't have to start the next song. And then I'm like getting in and then the song's like got like 3 seconds left and I'm like, shit. And I have to open the door so that the next song doesn't start fast. Sometimes you get in those situations where like,
what was the last song that did that, that ended?
Well, it was when I was home actually, and it was pulling into the driveway and it did sort of just end.
Come
like I pulled up and I parked and
what song
then
was it?
Like, fast and fun.
What is that song?
I don't know. I don't know what the song was.
What fucking song is that?
I was just trying to think of a song that, like, the way that a song might end.
Yeah.
Might sound kind of like that.
We got a song for that. You know what?
What?
What other little things that you're like? Like, I put in the perfect amount of honey in my tea today. And I appreciate, I took an 8 a.m. yoga class this morning. I am on my freaking shit starting today, okay? Because it was Kyle's birthday. Also, this was weird. This year was weird that we had New Year's and then like 6 days. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, it was, usually it's like the holiday, like Christmas, New Year's, and then you have like two, three days and then you're back to work.
Well,
this was like, what the hell?
This
is like, what is hell?
It's because New Year's landed on,
I know, a Tuesday.
Wednesday. New Year's Eve was Tuesday. Okay.
But like, you know what I mean? It was like, let's get it going. I'm feeling quite good today. Just had my therapy session this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. We talked about, actually, you want to talk about what I'm talking about, and you want to talk about what my new goal is this week, potentially for a good amount of time?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to check my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Once a day. Say it.
Twice a day.
Twice a day, okay.
But it's not about being on my phone.
I'll match you on that.
It's not about, meh. It's not about being on my phone less, guys. Let's say it with me. This is about intentional screen time. So I can go on for an hour. Oh. Hey.
You said say it with me.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay.
And I'm done. I can go on it for an hour because I work on my phone, right? It's important for me to be up to date on terms of pop culture.
Big time.
Whatever, celebrity gossip, music, emails, DMs. Emails don't count because that is work. And I don't think that, my problem is not that I'm on Gmail all the time.
No.
My problem, my friends, and here I am getting vulnerable, is that I am checking my follower account and the likes that I'm getting. And the only way I feel good about myself, and this is, ooh, social media hide. Social media hide.
High or hide?
I'm saying hard.
Hard. Social media hard. Okay.
So what I'm saying is that the view, like yesterday I couldn't sleep because I was like, this video I was really proud of didn't do very well. And I did the thing I thought I fucked myself. I was like, I am proud of this. And that was the whole point of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was like, oh, that's always my Northern Star, makes things I'm proud of. Then when it didn't do well, it really affected me. And I went, oh, I am a piece of shit and I'm ugly and no one, and I'm not funny and I've never been funny and this is the downfall right here that's happening and everyone can see it. And everything that's good in my life happened last year and I didn't even get to enjoy it. You know what I mean? So now it's all about the untraining of the brain because I have very subconsciously linked my self-esteem, my confidence with how well I'm doing online. And it's not completely all fucked, but I do get sad from it. I do get angry. Mm-hmm. I do get worried. I do get all of these things. We don't have any other jobs, right? Three of us. We kind of, like, I mean, like, we're all creative, but like, this is our job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If that doesn't go, this don't go.
Yeah.
That's not true, though.
Right?
Like, we'll always figure it out. But anyway, so twice a day, when I post, kind of not right when I wake up, kind of like, I'm thinking maybe 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
when I'm kind of gearing up to start the work day. I kind of do a little check-in, check the numbers, check the DMs, who's been following, who's chatting. then I go, okay, next, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll put, oh, and then I want to post. Mm-hmm. But maybe post three times a week, maybe four, whatever, three videos. What we mm-hmm, decide on. Mm-hmm,
sure.
Then I want to, you know, at 6 p.m. right before dinner or so. Nice little, how was the day? How did we gear up? What's for tomorrow? Maybe do a little scrolly, little watchy-watchy. That's it.
I like that. I will match you on two times a day on checking social media, not checking your phone.
May I say, you're way better at it, but also it's living, the stuff that we make lives on my channel.
Big time.
So I'm seeing these things.
Yeah.
Not that it's way hard. I'm going to say it's harder for me.
No, but it is for sure. But, you know, Michael and I are also obviously in a different way, but we are also emotionally invested
thing as well. We are, I think it's just I have the device. It is my device.
Of course.
And I'm going, and it's like a subconscious thing of opening the app and like going, like looking at the thing. But yeah, I know we are all, this is our business together.
Mm-hmm.
We are all emotionally invested in what the numbers are like and what it means. Even though we've been here many times last year where it's just not our time and views or whatever are ass. And I wish it didn't like make me depressed, but it like
Well, I'm curious what it is. We'll get into a little therapy session of our own here.
Sure.
What about the numbers is it that affects you when it's bad? Is it that you were proud of something and it's not performing well, so now you're questioning your judgment
yes.
of the quality of something? Or is it that or is that just it? It's that specifically.
My judgment. I'm questioning my skill. I'm questioning the longevity in... I go far.
Simply though, because you don't see
a
specific amount of numbers.
Yeah, not true. All of this is not
true.
Yeah.
Think. You get in this headspace of thinking that.
Or I'll even look for... we don't really get a lot of hate comments. We really don't. But I'll look for the one. I will look for the one. And I'll go... And it's like, it's exactly what I thought or what I like, you know what I mean? Like that, like mean voice that I have in my head, and I look and I find it and then I go, yeah, they were right that I am so deeply unfunny. This man in the middle of Nebraska
mm-hmm.
who...
No shade on Nebraska.
No,
if you're from Nebraska, we love Nebraska.
But like, I'm of course, but like, posts nature photos. Who has like, no, I like,
right? Or they're private and they have like, zero who even?
And usually they just want me to reply back. And this is such a broken record. I know for people to be hearing mm-hmm. about people working in the creative people working in the social media space, but also it's not a thing that I like. This is another thing that I've noticed, and this is a thing I think as an artist and as well maybe in, I don't know. Athlete, whatever, that one video could be blowing up that I made a week ago and I don't give a fuck. I'm only looking at the last thing. I'm only as good as my last video is how it feels. And that's not right.
Mm-mm.
But that's the game I have decided to play. And we've talked about this as well, and maybe this isn't, you know, I hope people can relate to this as well in any job, that it was such a crazy go, go, go year. I wanted to do everything and we did everything and we will continue to do everything. But he was like, you're risking like not being well in a year or two if you don't take those breaks. And he's like, you're facing two hard decisions, which is go and do everything and like really, you know... But it is, you know, you're lighting, like, I don't know what analogy, the candle burning at both ends. Like, and he's like, because you're very high functioning,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to not be well. And I was like, and he's like, I would not recommend that. And I was like, fuck. He's like, or like we booked two vacations in February. One, a 3-day ski trip, a break. And we're going to a hot destination for 10 days. But like, that shit is important. And he's like,
huge.
If you want, is it about you being, like, it felt like I was, you know, being dragged by a horse last year of like, ugh. He's like, don't you want to be on the horse? And it, even if it's at a slower pace, it's trotting along, but you're on it and you're enjoying it. And I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
The unfortunate thing.
Slow.
Yeah.
And I go, but I want everything now. You know?
Of course. It's because that's also part of, 30-year-old here now.
30, that, 29.
As you
age.
As you get older.
I feel like I have less time.
You do.
Yeah.
Which is something that's like.
But that isn't true.
It's not true. But it's just hard to get out of that feeling. It's just a feeling that comes, obviously not true, but.
Because I'm going to die when I turn 30. The second the clock turns 30, I'm going to drop dead. Well, living proof, you're still going. You've been 30 for a day.
But it is hard to get out of that. Also with, you know, taking breaks and whatever, we, fortunate and unfortunately, I don't really like, I think I've decided this year that I don't like work from home. And
no,
I didn't necessarily like it in other, other jobs that I had where I had the opportunity to have like a work from home setup.
There's pros and cons to both.
There are, but the I think for me personally, the cons outweigh the pros. I think I really actually like going somewhere to work. And that's the unfortunate part for us, which is why we have to, which it's, you know, we have the opportunity to, and it's really cool and awesome, but like we have to go on a ski trip to like take a break. We have to go to a hot destination to take a break, as opposed to going to work for the day and then coming home and like doing your break.
Home is not our break. Home is not our break.
Home, but it could be. It's just way harder to separate.
Yeah. And we're not.
The break from the work.
We could rent a space, but I don't feel financially comfortable enough to do that.
No, me neither.
And I don't, and that's why I feel like this next year is kind of like, and I'm sure people that have started businesses as well can relate, is like, it's just like, okay, I know this year's not going to happen. So I really, maybe it's going to maybe affect my mental health, happiness for a little bit, but I know there's an end to it at some point. I think there is too. And even like when I get to film something or go somewhere, that feels good. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and I do want to like really, I was like doing in yoga this morning. I was like, shit, I really want to like fucking like work out right now. Like we're doing yoga. But then it like was kind of nice. Like I'm like, oh shit, this really is good for my mental right now. Mm-hmm. Because if I was at F45, which I love and would, and it's really fun. I think we should all do a class.
Shout out F45. Maybe when Mitch is in town.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. It'd be so fun. And like,
maybe. What? Never mind. Go ahead. Okay. Nothing.
With Michael?
No, just go. Keep going.
It's really hard and fun and like, but it's like blasting music. You have no time to think where intentionally moving your body and being in your body. I don't feel in my body. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But also, but yeah, I'm just like feeling this morning. I felt super overwhelmed with the thought of the new year and how could we possibly beat such an incredible year? And now I'm feeling, and then I felt like, yeah, that's how I was feeling. And then now I'm feeling like, okay, we good.
We good. And also, we don't have to beat last year. And also, the year thing, I'm going to get nice and heady for a second, but it's just like people put that in place for the sake of like measuring time and whatever. And I know it's all linked to the planet and where it fucking spins around the sun and whatever, but like measuring it as being like any different than 2020.
Time is a construct. Man. I just want to say that.
Fucking construct.
Connor, could you clip us? Time is a construct.
Time is a
construct, bro. We don't need that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
How are you feeling, Mr. Kyle Chase?
Right now, I feel like I have to pee.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I keep talking?
Do you want to talk solo while
yeah.
I pee?
I just want to try it.
Okay. 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 I'm going to take a quick bathroom break.
Go ahead. I'm going to really quickly just look at...
You have to talk, though.
I am. I'm just looking at my things that I wanted to talk about. Right. Well, this kind of connects. This kind of connects. As I'm... This is the only place I'm myself online, as a lot of you know, probably. And I see people, other comedians or whoever it may be, and they really are themselves online. And I'm like, is that what people want to see? Is that what I'm missing out on? Is this a good thing and I'm protecting myself in some sort of way? Because I can't even imagine posting something like, you know, I post my fire pics. But I don't post like, today I'm having a hard day. Like, what's her name? The girl who's Michaela. She's posting about how she's having a really hard time. And then everyone's kind of like, well, now it's kind of become a meme of itself because she won't talk about why she's having a hard time, which is none of her business. But I don't know. Anyways, being yourself online, is this the new... It's not new, but is that the thing to do? Is it all kind of whatever? Is the internet, not the internet, is social media dying?
Uh-oh.
That's kind of what I'm feeling. I'm like, yo, I don't really like, it's not feeling the same. I'm kind of like...
Well, you know, someone recently, I don't know who I was talking to. I forget. We were talking about the future of social media and where everything's moving and going. And if, you know, if everything's going to be like the ones that came before it, MySpace, Facebook, I feel like it was MySpace, Facebook, Instagram for the most part, as far as like what's most popular. I feel like maybe like kids are going to not, like they're going to maybe kind of, I think there's going to be a, I don't want to say awakening, but I feel like a sort of like push away from it from younger people, like from like younger
people. They're on Snapchat. I feel like they're not on Instagram, but they're on Snapchat. I feel like Instagram now is like the millennial.
Is it?
App, yeah.
And it's TikTok then after that. Like younger people
even
use TikTok.
TikTok to me right now is like, I scroll on TikTok rather than Reels, but it's just like, I don't know what it is. I forget to post on it. I've just kind of like neglected the app completely. Is it going away?
I don't know. But I just feel like I could see like it being such like an older person, like adult thing to be like,
God, on like, your phone
God,
at all?
Like my parents are always on like the fucking phone all the time. Why can't we just go like
maybe
be outside?
I hope that happens.
Enjoy shit. I could see there being a huge like reversal in that way.
Or just, you know, we all learn to do it in moderation because it's still fun and entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, but or then you get uncomfortable when you're not entertained.
Or we lose the phone and it all just becomes a chip in our brain and we don't even need a physical
Please
thing in our
to
hand
me.
Because we just have it attached to us at all times. And I just think to myself, call Veronica, and then I'm calling Veronica. And I can close my eyes and sort of
but
scroll
then what
through
if you,
videos.
Because I think that to myself, but I don't want to do it right now. Do you
no,
know what I mean?
I don't want that.
No, I don't, obviously.
Never.
Obviously, I don't want that. That creeps me out. Oops, the Golden Globes were on the other night, everyone.
Mm.
Let's go to what?
I licked the microphone. The Golden Globes were on.
Yes, they were. We watched them. And
well, let me just tell you guys a quick story about the Golden Globes and how we watched them the other night. So I was working on some stuff in my room, and they were like, Veronica and Zach were like, oh, the Golden Globes are on tonight. Let's put it on.
We're thruple. The three of us are thruple.
Basically. And I come out and it's the pre-show.
We got to get Zach on here.
It's the pre-show and they have the countdown thing in the corner. And I'm like, okay, we can watch the pre-show. Obviously, I don't have anything else to do before the actual thing starts. And it starts to, I was like, I feel like it's late now. Like we've been watching this for an hour and a half. It's kind of late. I look at my phone. It's almost 10. There's 25 minutes left on the countdown. And I was like, damn, this thing starts at 10 p.m. The Golden Globe starts at 10. And then
it's kept saying 8 little, p.m. Yeah, Eastern time.
But then it keeps saying that. It said that at one point. I was like, 8 p.m.? I was like, no way.
I didn't know what time it was.
Turns out Veronica and Zach put on like a
the
YouTube red carpet.
Variety red carpet live on the YouTube red live carpet.
That wasn't live anymore. It was not live. We were just watching the rerun of it.
No.
Meanwhile, the Golden Globes was happening and we got to watch all the pre-show red carpet stuff and we got to the Golden Globes around 10 p.m.
It's okay. I don't think we missed much.
No. I still would like to see the opening monologue.
Yeah, I think you can do that.
I got to watch that on YouTube.
What's her name? Nikki Glaser.
Glaser, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Good for her. Traditional stand-up. Pro.
She's been working on that.
Bodied.
For years.
Yep. She
just recently
crushed.
Sort of blew
she
up
really
from the,
crushed.
The roast.
But she's been a stand-up forever.
For a long time. I mean, she's been.
You could tell she was like she knew
what she
was doing.
She also has been working and like a successful like pro comedian.
Yeah.
She's been like
forever.
She had her own show and whatever. They
couple shows.
Talked about all that. But I feel like just recently she sort of blew up into
from the Tom Brady roast where she bodied.
She bodied mad people at that roast. She was saying like crazy shit like, you going, what happened with you and your wife or some shit. What's the weirdest voice you can do?
Probably this.
What was it?
This.
Yeah. But say something. Try to talk like that. Say words.
What's the weirdest voice you can do, Kyle?
Why don't we do this, actually? Should we do a game? Game time?
I'm cozy, like therapy vibe today.
Oh, okay. But it'd be fun to play a little game,
okay,
wouldn't it?
Okay, fine.
Connery, cue the game time music.
I want you to do the voice first.
That's part of the thing.
Okay.
Cue the game time music.
Welcome to What's the Weirdest Voice You Can Make?
I was thinking more so give me a... You give me a...
Oh, a character.
A description of a character. And I'll come up with a voice.
Okay. Okay. And maybe people can draw them or something. That'd be fun. Connor, you could do that, right?
Yeah, Connor, just draw
it. Just draw it. Okay, so you're going to draw... Or sorry, you're going to do... Ooh, you're a... Ooh. Oh, a beaver with a monocle.
A beaver with a monocle. That's it?
Yeah.
What's the beaver's name?
Rich.
Rich. And he's a beaver with a monocle. Beaver with a monocle. Okay. I'm trying not to do a British accent because I'm leading British, but I don't want to
cool,
do that.
Let's do your thing.
Okay. Who has gotten away with all of my logs? I need them. So that is a beaver with a monocle.
You, I think it was, I saw something in your eyes.
Named Rich.
That was so, you really took that so seriously.
Or maybe it'd be like this, actually.
Wow, that really got
me. Well, it seems that there's not enough logs. See, but then I'm going British. This is actually crazy right now.
What was the line?
My brain is sort of...
What was the line?
I don't remember what I said.
The logs.
Because listen, when I do characters, I sort of go somewhere else.
I could see that.
I don't know how to do like a like proper... You know, butler.
British accent.
No. Not a British accent, though. Oh. Like somebody like that. Who's like,
oh, my. Like me logs.
Like a butler.
Can we get, Connery, could you slow mo that right now? Could we go back to that part?
I need them.
And actually, not slow mo. I want you to zoom in on Kyle's eyes during that moment.
Who has gotten away with all of my logs?
That's what made me laugh. And I don't know what that was, but it really made me laugh. Okay, give me one character and then let's...
Well, I was waiting for you because if Connery's going to do that, we have to give him the time.
Connery never does any of the things I say.
He does. He does. He does. But also, really quickly, I have something broken in my brain.
What?
That you say, like... You know, beaver with a monocle. I immediately go to British, but I'm trying to like not.
That's like, not broken in your brain. I agree with that.
But also, what does that sound like if he's not British? What's like a proper spoken rich person with a monocle who's not speaking with
English? So you're telling me I all these books, all these logs. Can I log that for you?
Okay. All right. So you are going to do, your character is like a tall, lanky girl who's a bit shy. Tall, lanky girl. She's a bit shy. But
she fuck?
No, but like when you get her talking about something that she's interested in, she'll like really go off on it. And she's like we'll say she's like 20.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. And her name's Michelle.
Hi. Could I get a coffee with oat milk, please. Thanks. Did you know oat milk is actually a carbohydrate, so it's not actually a better substitute for regular milk. It's actually quite worse for you than regular milk, but milk is the enemy, I guess.
What was her laugh again?
I think we got to be voice actors.
I love people that do silly laughs like that. I think we just should do more character stuff.
I think you're totally right. I think fuck the therapy. I think fuck opening up.
No. I don't mean that. I don't mean like on here.
No. Let's just scrap this episode.
No, I don't mean
let's
on
scrap
here.
No, let's scrap the episode.
Hear me out for a second.
You mean like on videos?
Just in general.
Sure.
You know who I miss a lot?
Paul.
And Natalie.
Let's wake up. Do we have the phone?
The phone?
Remember the Android phone we got?
Oh, yeah. Of course we have that.
We need to.
Because I love Paul and Natalie.
All right. Let's make Paul and Natalie good. All right. Everybody, well, you didn't get to say this part. I'm going to let you say this part, Mr. Kyle Chase.
What's that?
Well, that maybe people need to subscribe and maybe all that stuff.
Did we not say that?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
I missed that, huh?
Don't worry.
You want me to say it? Because then you want me to say the name.
I think people will know to do that if they like it. But it does help us out.
Guys, comment down below. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the motherfucking like button. Say something nice in the thing. Share this video. Give the video a thumbs up. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and hit the follow button. Comment on the Spotify link. Share it on your Instagram story. Tell all your friends to listen to it. If you want that extra special bonus content, head to the link in the bio. That's going to be patreon.com/nevermindpod.
Yeah.
We have a 30-minute bonus episode every single week where we go a little deeper. We get a little funnier. We kind of take off our, you know...
Or we take off the character that it is Veronica and Kyle, of course.
We take off our metaphorical shirts.
And sometimes literal.
And if you want merchandise, that's at the link of the bio. Never mind. www.nevermindpod.com.
But lots of fun, awesome things coming. And now we got some people to say.
www.nevermindpod.com.
Cup.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's see, we've got some people to thank. So, Connery, go ahead and cue that motherfucking music.
Baby girl, it's me, your mother. I've been hearing you sing.
My mum?
Yes, it's me.
In the flesh?
Yes.
But you've been dead.
Your songs have brought me back to life, but just for a mere hour, my darling. What shall we do?
Mum!
This isn't a dream. This is truth.
I can't believe it.
I just thought
maybe you were gone for good. And you are, only for an hour.
I'm here but for
an
hour.
Well, I'm here to tell you that I love you, that I'm pregnant, and that I love you, and that I'm pregnant.
I know. I've heard your songs.
And I'm scared. I'm scared. What if I'm the worst mother who's ever lived, Mama?
Darling, when we were first pregnant with you, your father and I, we were very scared too. You know, you are our first.
And look how I turned out. Just perfect.
Fantastic. But you do know that we had many, 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 many children after you. Many.
I know.
Of all of your brothers and sisters, you know them well.
I do, Mama, I do. But you used to sing me that song. used to lay me to bed as I was a little girl dreaming of what I could be.
That's right.
And we sat, and now I sing it to my... Now I sing it to my baby. And now I sing it to my baby boy.
That's beautiful.
Shall we sing it together?
Shall we?
Yes.
Sure. There is nothing. There is nothing. Nothing that can take me from you. I used to sing this song to all of your siblings, one after the other, not just you.
Okay, you're gonna sing it?
I sang it to Sarah Dahlstrom, yes. I sang it to Finn Bruce, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Dubicki, Badsick, Ashlyn, AOP Pusponsa, Erin Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Eric Berg, Carlotta Ossenberg, Sophie Serenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Manso Wiesa, Martin Legrand, Bell Stone, Willie One of One, Coco, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blur, Lars Strelitz, Hivemind Riley, Daniel Vernard, Hannah Newsom, Emily Faith, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Stinky L, Peyton Flesh, Jamie McPentagon, Audriana R, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny Manny, Troy and Haley Kosler, Haley Nelson, Vincent S, Betsy, Bank Ruby, Veronica and Kyle, our best friends, ha ha ha. Taylor Lanier, Matthew Vanderpute, Luke Sin, Megan Gooby, Ashley Falls, Taylor Ridberg, Laura Bauer, Michael McKitty, Leah Shirley, Eric Anderson, Kane Queen, Cat Girl in a Dog World, Mandy Katz, Alice Matthews, Asim the Dream, Maeve or Miabuzz 28, Sarah Schwint, M. Louise, Fantasy Camp, Elsie Belsie, Maddie Dorsey, Linda Davis, Sam Rumble, Sleepersaurus Rex, Cole B., Charlie McGillrath, Nate S., Mandy and Livy, Sharon, Coley, and Coley Smalls. I sang this song to all of
every
them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. Every single
night.
But
I have one question for you, Mama. Night. Who is your favorite child of all?
Well, of course, my firstborn. It's you.
Give me a kiss. What?
Oh, it's been an hour.
Here I go.
And do not forget to sing this to your boy when he is born.
I won't, Mama. I won't.
And scene. Scene. That's a scene.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, we're sitting here. Yeah. We are in our bodies. We are... It was a chill episode, but... We got real. Okay, we'll see you next week. And love you lots.
Thanks for dropping in and thanks for
thank
stopping
by. Thank you so
by.
Much for everything you forever. And good night.
Or good morning.
Or good afternoon. Goodbye.
I hope that lunch is tasty.
I can see you. I can see you doing your thing.
And you know what?
Get back to work.
Get back to it. Your boss knows
I don't want to see you on that phone.
Bye.
Could you get me chicken breasts at this store as well? Goodbye.
Bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.